Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
I'm Dave Jackson, editorial writer here at Stockhouse Media. This podcast is part of our Metals and Mining Sector CEO interview series. And our mission going forward is to help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in the public marketplace. For metals and mining investors, battery metals have skyrocketed into prominence in recent years. The term is derived from the primary metals and mineral inputs needed in the lithium-ion batteries that are powering electric vehicles and a host of other high-tech applications. This is part of a broader power revolution that's sweeping the planet and includes increasing development of renewable power sources like wind and solar. Ion Energy Limited is a soon-to-be TSX-listed exploration stage junior lithium company offering exposure to lithium exploration and development in the newly emerging Bavhai Uj lithium brine project in Mongolia. Ion owns one of the largest exploration licenses in Mongolia and is now poised to become a significant player in Asia's booming lithium market. Today, we're glad to be joined by Ali Haji, Ion CEO and director. Mr. Haji has over 13 years international experience in asset management, risk analysis, and program governance. He is also an advisor to Atma Capital Markets and Step Gold. Mr. Haji holds a Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Western Ontario. Thanks for joining us, Ali. It's an exciting time for the battery metals sector, specifically lithium exploration. Can you tell us a bit about the Bavhai Uj lithium brine project and why Mongolia is such an attractive new lithium mining jurisdiction?
Thanks for having me, Dave. And absolutely. I think Mongolia is a very attractive mining jurisdiction purely because of the fact that it is vastly underexplored. It's considered by many as the last frontier in mining. And there continue to be mega projects being put together by multiple investors, both foreign and domestic, in order to explore the vast resources that Mongolia has to offer the world.
Now, a little bit about lithium mining, the history in Mongolia, if you don't mind, and perhaps many of our investors aren't that familiar with the Asian nation.
Yes, absolutely. There are a number of lithium sort of early exploration projects in country. The majority of them are focused on the hard rock aspect of things. Beyond that, there is, as you know, Oyu-Tolgoi has a massive copper project that also has gold. It is a 5 billion plus project in the southern region of the country. But that goes to show that there are a plethora of minerals and elements that have yet to be extracted and explored in country, with lithium being in the early exploration phases, specifically for hard rock in and around the southern area of the country. We were drawn to that area to look for brine. We have since managed to secure an 81,000 hectare license, which is amongst one of the largest licenses ever issued to a private company. And our license lies 30 kilometers from the Chinese border. Mongolia is a country of 1.5 million square kilometers with about 3.5 million people. I went off in multiple different directions there, Dave. I apologize.
No problems. Continue. Yeah, I know it has one of the lowest population densities in the world. Does that work as a benefit for mining companies there?
Yes, absolutely. With 20% of the GDP being driven by mining, a lot of the young folks and young professionals in country have studied abroad or overseas or in country, perhaps even in neighboring Russia, specifically to learn and better understand mining. So there is a massive population or massive chunk of the population that is able to work in the mining industry as a result.
Great stuff. Now, as the new CEO, what attracted you to Ion in the first place?
Absolutely. As a group, between myself and some of the directors, we've had some in-country experience with Hunu Coal about 10 years ago and then Step Gold about 3 years ago. But I think Ion was more attractive to me because of the old Soviet infrastructure in Mongolia, and that's been burning coal for decades. And so there is a fair bit of pollution there. giving us first mover advantage to develop and really start to understand the green metal space, or the battery metal space, specifically lithium, was of rather a great excitement to me and the rest of the team. In addition to that, the proximity to market, we're only 30 kilometers from the Chinese border, as I mentioned, and only about 60 kilometers on from the actual infrastructure required to ship a final product, made it extremely attractive. The early near surface grade, the terrain as compared to some of the other lithium producing nations on the planet, specifically the lithium triangle, is far more advantageous to traversing the terrain and actually putting infrastructure in place that allows us to move this this license to production and ultimately speed up exploration.
Now, as you know, it's important for investors to understand generally how a company is valued in a private placement, more importantly, its upside potential. So can you walk us through how you came to your value for the private placement and how this compares to other projects in your space?
Of course. Yeah, we had to do a fair bit of work looking at the size of our license, the grades that have been seen near surface, the geological work that was done by the Russians in the early 90s, some of the Mongolian work in the 50s, and then additional work done by the government and sort of privates over the course of the early 2000s. Looking at our grade, our license size, and then comparing them to some of those companies that exist in the lithium triangle, we found that we've come to a compelling valuation for our company with an investment at today's raise at 30 cents a share, which includes a two-year warrant of 50 cents. And we truly believe that that is a compelling investment.
In recent news, Spirit Banner Capital Corp announced a minimum $1 million non-brokered private placement of Ion Energy. That's big news. Can you walk us through the transaction and what it means for the company?
Sure. As I mentioned, the terms of the raise are purely that 30 cents a unit and 50 cent warrant. But I think what more importantly is that allows us to kick off our $500 million US exploration plan early next year, work towards those results, do some chemical work, some geoseismic work, and then perform a pre-feasibility type exercise in order to prove truly what we have and what would take us to grow. There are opportunities to increase our acreage, if you will, in country, and the proceeds from this raise will allow us to do so as well.
Now, Ali, when we met and talked a little while ago, you mentioned that you'd been successfully operating in Steppe Gold in Mongolia since about 2016, and previously Hunu Coal. Tell us about the transition to lithium exploration and mining, i.e. the challenges and the opportunities available with this project.
Absolutely. I think the challenges really lie in trying to sell the story that brine exists in Mongolia. That's come across as, oh, well, lithium's always been found in Bolivia, Argentina, and the lithium triangle. Right. So it's tough to really try to explain to people that there has been, based on the geological work done in the region, an indication that brine does certainly exist that close to the Chinese border. The other challenge might be the fact that it's just an opportunity to educate the market that we have great government support going into this, and that truly ends up turning that challenge into an opportunity.
Now, can you discuss the long-term strategy for the company moving forward, and how do you see lithium exploration in this sector evolving, particularly in this part of the world?
Yeah, absolutely. So the long-term strategy is to complete the listing, complete exploration, prove out our asset, do our feasibility work, and then look to bring this asset into production with the intent to use renewable energy. Overall, I think, having seen different regions of Mongolia, the capital in particular, the intent and the ability to move to a renewable energy source that can then provide energy for the population, but also our entire operation is something that we're keen to see happen in this part of the world.
Finally, Ali, what's next for Ion, and what should we and our investor audience be watching for in the upcoming months?
I think you should be stay tuned for our listing and watch us trade on the market, and then kickstart our exploration work and ultimately see a number of good results come in from that work that'll allow us to truly prove our upside and our valuation at today's prices.
We've been speaking with Ali Hadji. He is the CEO and director of ION Energy Limited. I'd like to once again thank you, Ali, for joining us and sharing your helpful and insightful information about ION with our Stockhouse Podcast listeners and investors. I'm Dave Jackson for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed today's podcast and found it informative and insightful. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.